Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthy, stay healthy with nutritional consultant Michael Schwartz. It's time for The Healthy Self.
Have you ever had one of those days where everything was well planned and nothing materialized? Today is one of those days for me. Aside from the fact that it's retrograding Mercury, which is a whole other animal. In fact, if you're not into astrology, which is fine, retrograding Mercury implies that you don't sign contracts, mechanical things will go wrong. Actually, it's a time when everything can go wrong. In fact, to prove it, my guest today is under a different impression as to what time she's supposed to be on. And my guest was Deborah Dadd, who has done so much work on toxicity in the house and what it does to you. And she's written like 7-8 books on it. So since she's not here, I'm going to go ahead and broach the topics we set out and told you we're going to talk about. And the first one was why toxic chemicals are the number one health problem. Well, based on her introduction, she's saying, you know, toxins are everywhere. And it's true. We're eating them. We're drinking them. We're breathing them. In fact, I can remember when I was back in New Braunfels, Texas, they had just built a new bank in our area, and I went in and I knew some of the people there from the old branch, and they said, you know, Mike, since we've moved into this building, we are having such allergy issues. And you wouldn't think that would be possible. However, when you look around and you see the new paint, the new carpets, the new furniture, everything was new. Well, when everything is new, it's giving off gases, it's giving off vapors, and you're inhaling them. This is why it is so important to try to keep your house toxic free. All of our cleaning materials, the cleansers, the liquids, unless you're buying stuff from the health food store, then you're buying the commercial products. And the catch-22 with the commercial products is that you're introducing toxins not only into your personal environment, but we're like everybody else, and we're introducing poisons into our waterways. And I say it that way for the simple reason that, you know, take something like Roundup. No, you shouldn't take anything like Roundup. But people use it to kill their weeds because, God forbid, they should have a lawn that doesn't look perfect. And that chemical seeps into the ground and eventually into the water. In fact, years ago, there was a survey done, I think either by Associated Press or United Press, where they tested the water in municipalities around the country. What did they discover? That most of them were unfit for human consumption, even though it says, you know, you'll see the signs, potable water, safe for drinking. No, it's really not safe for drinking for the simple reason that whenever you take a drug, a pharmaceutical drug, okay, your body views it as a toxin. Why? Anything that comes into your body that does not have the molecular structure that the body identifies as being a part of it, it seeks to eliminate, either by rendering it harmless, liquid, gas, or solid. And what cannot be rendered harmless is stored in the fat, which is a whole other issue, and it's one of the reasons why cancer is on the rise. But be that as it may, when you bring these toxins into the system, they end up corrupting cells. So the thing to do, obviously, is if you have to re-carpet, as an example, get carpet that is, I'm not going to say organically made because I don't know if such a thing is. We don't have carpet. We have hardwood floors in our house. And, you know, we have throw rugs, but even those, when we first get them, we let them sit outside on the back porch for about a week, you know, protected from the, you know, the sun and rain should it do that, but to just to allow them to air out. And that may be something you want to consider doing so that you don't breathe in these gases that will end up corrupting your cells, which speeds up the aging process and lays a foundation for disease. At any rate, people who take pharmaceuticals, what the body can't utilize, and let me back up. The pharmaceutical drugs will have an effect on the body because they've been engineered that way to generally, they end up interfering with transactions, whether they're electrical or biochemical. So the drugs are really designed not so much to heal, but to block the discomfort. The true healer is your, but you have to give the body what it requires, and pharmaceutical drugs are not it. Nutrients. Your body needs vitamins and minerals, and it means so in meaningful amounts. So when I say meaningful, I'm not talking 3 milligrams, 4 milligrams. I'm talking 50 milligrams, 100 milligrams, 500 milligrams. You need high amounts. So here's what happens. You know, you take a med, some of it ends up getting urinated out, or in, it's in a bowel movement, and so it ends up in the waterways, and we can process the water as much as we possibly can, yet man has created chemicals that will get through the finest filtration systems that there are. And this is what the AP and UPI, if that's who it was, discovered, that these waterways were filled with chemicals. And that takes us to another place, which is limiting the amount of freshwater fish that you eat. Personally, I wouldn't eat anything out of our fresh, quote-unquote, streams, or let me rephrase that, out of our, quote, fresh, unquote, streams, or any kind of a creature that lives close to our shores. Why? Because we have no respect for the water. We dump our garbage into the ocean. Oh, and yes, it will come back to bite us in ways we have not yet seen. And maybe what a tsunami is, you know, God saying enough is enough and I'm throwing this back at you. But we have no respect for our waterways, no respect for the ocean, and so we have our sewage go right there. Well, those creatures that live on the shore or close to the shore, guess what? They're being affected by it. And if you consume them, you're going to be affected by it. So look around at the house. Let's begin there first and foremost. Take a look around the house and see what you can do to remove anything that you feel would be detrimental to everybody's health in the home, maybe because it's giving off a gas, something along those lines. And we will continue further into this kind of a discussion because, unfortunately, my guest did not make it. And toxicity is something that I do talk about on a regular basis, but more from the health point of view of dealing with it from the body. Oh, I know what I wanted to say. It was about all these chemicals that you bring into the house to make it smell good. Guess what? They're giving off a gas. It has an aroma, and you're still bringing it in to your system. And I'm not sure you really want to do that. Let me rephrase that. I'm positive you shouldn't do that. And anyway, this has been Michael, and you're listening to Radio MD. Stay well.